It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Electric State, the latest Netflix movie from the Russo brothers. This is reported to cost $320 million to make, but the 90s time period feels flimsy, the robots here look as rusty and outdated as the ones in Wild Wild West, and the performances from the leads, Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt, are wasted. Based on the book, it takes place following a robot war in an alternate 90s with less friends in Seinfeld and more robots and people who wear helmets known as neurocasters, which program their avatars. At least that's what I think they are, but I don't care. Brown plays a young woman who finds a robot who knows the whereabouts of her presumed dead brother, and Pratt has the look of a Hall & Oates splice as a smuggler who must join forces with her and the robot. The voice cast of the robots include Jenny Slate, Brian Cox, Anthony Mackie, and Woody Harrelson as Mr. Peanut, and the man behind the neurocasters is played by Stanley Tucci, whom you can already tell is the film's main villain. When The Electric State tries to go for the emotional jugular, it ends up being predictable and comical. When it tries to be funny, crickets are chirping, and when the robots try to act so tough, they end up becoming weak. And when it features a main heroine who is trying to see the world without neurocasters, it's easily understandable considering that movie theaters need audiences and malls need shoppers these days. If this movie really costs that much money to make, then this is in the analogy of a rich man burning his money to light his cigar. 1 star. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming on next, Steven Soderbergh's second movie this year, but with Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett in the mix. Black Bag is next. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.